Well, good morning. Happy Father's Day to you. I thought I'd record my talk from my man cave at the Vicarage. That place, gents, where we keep things that we might just need another time in our lives. Maybe we've got a man drawer in the kitchen or the hallway or by our bed. Maybe a little cave like this, a shed where you keep stuff. Good on you, men. Hold on to those things. And I do hope that actually dads watching are feeling appreciated and loved up today. Did you get any prezzies this morning? Maybe you got some new socks. Here's a pair of socks. Wouldn't mind a pair of those again. Rather nice socks. But I need socks. Let me tell you, I have lived with five women, my wife and four daughters at the moment, and they love to nick my socks. And my drawer is full of odd socks. That's why on Father's Day or Christmas or birthdays, I love getting new socks. Socks are always very, very welcome. But maybe you've got some smellies. I love getting smellies as well. I've got to be honest, in the Vicarage, I'm the second smelliest person after the dog, and I need a lot of fragrance to keep fresh. Always grateful to have fragrances and smelly things given to me. Or maybe you've just got a card and it's full of lovely things written about you and why you're loved as a dad. How wonderful. Well, it's lovely to get any little sign of appreciation on Father's Day. But I guess for some of us, Father's Day is difficult and it makes us feel a little bit sad. Maybe we've never had a dad or never been a dad, or we don't know who our dad is, or our dad's not here anymore. And all those things are hard. But the great news of Father's Day is this, is that all of us, whatever our situation, boys and girls and grown-ups listening, we can have the best dad ever. You see, we may think it would be great to be the child of a celebrity or a king or someone really, really important. But because of Jesus, the Christian gospel, it means that we can have the best ever, ever dad. We can be loved and known by the Lord of the whole universe. We can have God as our Father. We might say, well, Steve, how does that happen? How can God be my heavenly Father? Now, that is a great question to ask. And that's why our Bible reading today is so wonderful. It's the true story of Jesus being baptized. And if you've got a Bible, boys and girls and grown-ups listening, why don't you turn back to Luke chapter 3 and look at verses 21 to 22. In my church Bible, it's on page 1029. Have a look at what the Bible says. We see there that crowds of people were getting baptized by John the Baptist. He was getting people ready for Jesus.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
John had been telling these people that they were wrong in their thinking. We see that at the start of chapter 3. They thought that because they come from Abraham's family, because they were Israelites, that they were automatically God's children. His sons and daughters. But John the Baptist didn't mince his words. He had a job to do. He said, no, you're not automatically God's sons and daughters. You are sinners who need to show that you are sorry and are ready for the Lord to come so that he can make the way for you to call God your Father. You guys, he told them bravely, need a new start. Well, verse 21 tells us that when all these people were getting ready for the Lord to come by being baptized by John, Jesus came and he was baptized too. Now that is a bit of a surprise to see Jesus lining up with all these sinful people, people like you and me. And Jesus is praying as he gets in the water and John baptizes Jesus. Now, when Jesus is baptized, we see just how different he is from the crowds being baptized. Some extraordinary things happen in the story. Heaven was opened and God the Holy Spirit came down on Jesus in a bodily form like a dove. And God the Father's voice comes from heaven And what does God tell us about who Jesus is? He says, "You are my son." Jesus is God, the Son of God. How different he is to all those people queuing up to be baptized. What an amazing picture it is for us all as we look at this scene. Can you see? God the Father is speaking. God the Spirit descends like a dove. And God the Son is being baptized. Our one God in three persons. How amazing our God is. And did you hear the wonderful words that God the Father says to Jesus, his son? Can you see what he says? Have a look and shout it out at the screen, boys and girls. Are you shouting? It says, God says, "You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Now, isn't it great when your dad says he loves you? That feels great. So dads, make sure you do that. And what a wonderful thing it is when your dad says that he is pleased with you and what you are doing. That feels so good. Dads, make sure you do that for your children. And when they do, and dad says stuff to you that are really lovely, like, "I love you and I'm so proud of you and I'm pleased with you." It's like basking in the sunshine, isn't it? It's like a warm glow. It's wonderful. Well, that's what God the Father says to Jesus the Son. "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." And let's be honest, kids and dads, as great as some dads are, they never get everything right. They do fail. They do let us down. They do mess up. They are not perfect and need your forgiveness and patience because they are sinners like everybody else. But the Son of God is not like that. And our Heavenly Father is not like that. He is holy and perfect. And God the Father never lets his people down. He can always be near us. He is mighty and powerful. He is able to help us now and forever. He loves us. And he can be our Heavenly Father. How? Well, it's through Jesus the Son. You see, are you wondering why Jesus needs to be baptized? If all these people in our passage are being baptized because they are sinners and are showing that they need a new start and clean up on the inside, why is Jesus, the perfect Son, being baptized? See, Jesus is being baptized because he's saying, "I have come for you. I've come to identify with you, and I've come for sinners like you. That's why I'm having this baptism." It's like in school, boys and girls, if people gang up on you and no one wants to be your friend and you're on your own in the playground, then somebody from the class bravely says, "Oh, enough of this. I'm standing with Bob. I'm standing with Sarah. I'm their friend." And you feel such a relief that someone is with you and for you. It's lovely when that happens. That's what Jesus is doing, the Son of God. He's done nothing wrong, but he's baptized and he identifies with saying, "I've come for you to save you. You who do wrong things. I've come for you, and as I'm washed in this water, it's a picture of what I will do for you on the cross. Through my death for you, you can be forgiven for your sins and brought to know my dad as your dad, my father as your father who is in heaven." You see, Jesus' baptism is a picture of why he's come, to make the way for sinners like you and like me to call God my Father. And you see, whether you've got a good father or not, whether you still have your father or not, even if you don't even know who your dad is, Through trusting and following Jesus, we can call God our Father and have friendship with him. Now that is amazing. And later on in Luke's gospel, Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray. And he says this, this is how you pray. You say, our Father. Wow, that is amazing. Jesus' Father can be our Father, and Jesus makes the way. That's why we need to trust and to follow Jesus. And as we trust Jesus, and because of Jesus, he says to us, God the Father says to us, you are my son. You are my daughter. You are mine. And I love you. And I am well pleased with you. That's amazing, isn't it? God says to all who trust in Jesus the Son, I love you. You know, if you're a believer today, you can say, I am loved by the everlasting mighty Father. And when he looks on me because of Jesus and his goodness and his holiness and his beauty, he looks at me like I'm Jesus. He says, I'm just so pleased with you. And all people can know God like that, if we will simply come to the Father through faith in Jesus the Son. You know, this Father's Day would be a great day to do that for the first time, to trust Jesus as the way to know God, as your Father, as the way to be forgiven for your sins, as the way to have the hope of heaven now and forever. Why not do that? Why not come to God the Father through Jesus today? And trust him as the way to know God and forgiveness and hope and life forever. Well, I guess for many of us listening, we do know God as our Father. And this Father's Day, as we give thanks for our fathers, what a great day to be thankful again and to be reminded again of the Father's great love and great pleasure for his children. It is amazing. We look at our sinful hearts and we feel condemned, and yet we know that Jesus has paid for our sins and God loves us. He delights in us. He is pleased with us because we're trusting in his Son. Praise God for Jesus. As the great old hymn says, oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Well, let me pray as we close. Lord God, we thank you for fathers. And we thank you above all for our heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our heavenly Father. If we trust Jesus, thank you that you look on us today and you love us. And you're pleased with us because we're trusting in your Son and all he's done for us. Lord, help us to delight in that, to praise you for that, and to share that wonderful truth with our children, our families, our friends, and our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great Father's Day. God bless you, and hopefully see you around, and you'll be joining us soon for another service. Bye-bye now.